Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
Yes, Michelle. I don't know. I've got a charge to my account, my credit account, and I don't know anything about a purchase. And I just called, and they were checking on my account, and then they hung up on me.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry that happened to you. I can gladly assist you. Can I have your zip code so I can look this up for you?
34491.
34491. Okay. Can I have a name for that?
Michael Omerzu, O-M-E-R-Z-U.
Okay. Can you verify that shipping address for me?
17-17550 Southeast 108th Avenue, Summerfield, Florida.
Okay. Let me just take a look at this, sir. One second.
There's a transaction on 424 for 5187.
Yes, sir. Let me just take a look at this real quick. Okay, sir. So I do see that April the 1st that you ordered the fitness tracker and some replacement bands and another fitness tracker. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what that was, it was a 14-day trial. And if you didn't call within those 14 days to cancel, then on the 15th day, we do bill you for that full amount. And then I see that on April the 24th that they billed you for that because they've been trying to bill you since April the 1st for the full product, but the bank has been declining it, and it got approved on the 24th. So that's what that is, the fitness tracker.
The fitness tracker, got one was free and the other one was $19.99.
Let me see. So let me see. The first fitness tracker you paid shipping, it was $5.97, and the shipping for the colored, not the shipment, but the whole product for the colored straps is $19.98, and the tracking. The shipping for the other watch is $4.97. And they billed you for one watch on for $51.87 because the other charges decline.
You never ordered a watch at $51?
Nope, I didn't order it.
Our watch is $7.
You know, we're supposed to be getting them for the shipping charges, but y'all are just, you know, scamming people. I'll just get the bank to dispute it.
Yes, sir. Well, it was located on the terms and conditions that it was a 14-day trial, but what I can do for you, I can offer you a 35% refund.
How much is that?
Let me check that out for you.
That doesn't work.
Yeah.
35% would be $18.15.
Is that all I can get, or do I just dispute the transaction?
Well, I can go ahead and give you a 50% refund, sir, and that would be $25.94.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
If I ask longer, you get nothing.
Well, do you agree to 50%, sir?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it for that $51.87 charge. Now, the other one, it did not go through.
Right.
But I'm going to go ahead and cancel it. So it's not going to charge you, okay? But just give me one second,
okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. Thank you. Okay, sir, just give me one more second, all right? Thank you for being so patient. Thank you.
All over those watches?
Yep.
Well, that's a scammy company.
Yep.
And the bank did that to your account?
Mm-hmm.
So is it all fixed now?
Not yet. I have to deal with them first and then the bank.
Okay, sir, so I went ahead and gave you that 50% refund on that $5,187, and
okay.
I canceled your account, so you won't be charged anything else.
Okay.
Okay, was there anything else I could do for you today, sir?
Oh, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, sir. You have a good day.
Yeah.
Thank you.